today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam to all of you. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hypocrisy in Islam. So join us.
Without your warmth, without your smile, without you by my side, the world was so cold, I felt so lost. Without your light, I felt so blind.
Today, Friday, is the 19th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is the second chapter of the Holy Quran, chapter al-Baqarah, verse 8.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُم بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And of the people are some who say, "We believe in Allah and the last day," but they are not believers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verses state a short but very expressive explanation on hypocrites and their spiritual specialties and characteristics illustrated by their actions. Attention should be attracted to the face that, in a special period of its sensitive historical course, Islam was faced with a specific group among the whole of the people who neither had the courage to truly accept the invitation of Islam nor had the power and boldness to openly oppose it.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need by my side. I wish to be close, close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Hypocrisy in Islam. Hypocrisy is a kind of disease that spiritually corrupts a person's heart. A person who's displaying his religious self to the people, whereas concealing greater kufr inside, is punished by Allah on the Day of Judgment. He has declared hellfire as the eternal abode of such people displaying false affection towards the people of Iman and Islam. Hypocrites might get away in this world with kufr in their heart, but on the Day of Judgment, they'll be thrown away to the hellfire to sow what they reaped all their lives. The munafiquns, or hypocrites, will be at the lowest depths of the hell due to the kufr or hypocrisy they had concealed inside while showing complete support towards the right deen, Islam. Allah is the knower of all things, and they won't be able to get away with the punishment that Allah has decided for them, and there be questioned about their hypocrisy and face the consequences of their extreme hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the problem of hypocrisy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنكَ صُدُودًا. Okay. When it's said to them, come to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and come to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you find that, you see that, you consider that the hypocrites try not to admit your invitation. Okay, not only do they don't believe in the Islamic religion, but they wouldn't make any attempt, I mean, any effort in order to come closer to you. So we find that, I mean, the hypocrites are such people who not only don't believe in the right cause, they don't make any effort in order to get closer to the believers' community. Another Quranic verse in this regard is in this way: إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Certainly the hypocrites try to play trick on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They try to cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better how to cheat them. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they are invited to perform salat, they are not that much inspired. يُرَعُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They do something, but not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want just to pretend to other Muslims, to other people, that they are believers. Quite explicitly, the Holy Quran in the Surah At-Tawbah, verse 67, indicated it in this way: الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْضِ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. The hypocrites, I mean, male and female hypocrites, some of them teach others. And this is the characteristic. They invite people to do vices, and they prevent people from doing good. We hope to be away from being hypocrites. Thank you.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, Lessons from the Life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
The continuation of today's special by looking at the effects of nifaq or hypocrisy. Being subdued and humble in front of the people, idolizing people and considering them more powerful, influential, and wealthier than Allah. This is against one's claim that Allah is Almighty and of only worshipping Allah if one's outward state truly mirrored his inward reality. He wouldn't be afraid of people or influenced by their wealth or power and fear no deity except Allah. Second effect is being humble, fearful, and subdued in front of all external phenomena, yet neglectful towards the really powerful Allah, the first cause. Yet, with this state of mind, asserting faith in the unity of Allah. In this state, such a person is a foreigner to the community of believers and belongs to the group of hypocrites and the double tongue, and will be resurrected with them. Thank you for being to today's special. Now we'll look at how to cure hypocrisy in Islam. Understanding the meaning of the Quran. Reading and reciting the Quran is not enough. You should understand the meaning too. If you happen to not speaking Arabic, Quran has been translated to all languages in the world. You will find the purpose of human creation in the Quran and will no longer become a hypocrite. The second clue is committing good deeds. Commit as many good deeds as possible after repenting and asking for Allah's forgiveness, as good deeds will help to erase the bad one.
When we come to the Quran, we see that the Quran defines hypocrisy as concealing disbelief while showing belief. Concealing disbelief while pretending to be Muslim, while pretending to be a believer. The Quran says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. The Quran tells us of the hypocrites that come to Rasulullah and they testify that he's the messenger of Allah. They say with their words that he's the messenger, but in their hearts, they have disbelief. This is a hypocrite. There are some that accuse the Shia, followers of Ahlul Bayt, of hypocrisy. They say, you Shia, you followers of Ahlul Bayt, you practice taqiyya. And taqiyya is a form of hypocrisy. You believe in one thing, but you practice another to save your lives. Isn't this hypocrisy? No, it is not hypocrisy. Because according to the Quranic definition of hypocrisy, hypocrisy is to conceal disbelief while showing belief. Taqiyya is exactly the opposite. It is concealing belief, but showing disbelief. It is completely the opposite. Taqiyya is not hypocrisy. If taqiyya is hypocrisy, why does the Quran encourage taqiyya? The Quran acknowledges Ammar ibn Yasir. Ammar ibn Yasir was forced to denounce Islam and to believe in the idols of Quraysh when he saw his mother, Sumayya, the first martyr in Islam, and his father, Yasir, killed in front of his eyes. He denounced the Shahadatain and he accepted the idols of Quraysh by his tongue only. But his heart was full of faith. He came to Rasulullah crying and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I said the words of Kufr. Rasulullah told him, Ya Ammar, tell me about your heart. Don't tell me about your tongue. Is your heart, does it have disbelief or belief? He says, Ya Rasulullah, my heart is full of belief. Then he says, Ya Ammar, you are safe. In fact, if they come back to you again, repeat exactly what you did. And the following verse was revealed. Illa man ukriha وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. The Quran tells us about Mu'min al-Quraysh, the believer from the family of the Pharaoh, who concealed belief, but he showed disbelief. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ. He came to Musa. The Quran tells us of a man who concealed his belief, yet showed disbelief. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ. The verse calls him a believer. He conceals his faith. Thus, taqiyya is not. Taqiyya is not disbelief. Taqiyya is not hypocrisy.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, hypocrisy in Islam, on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another visiting, thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll
show you what's behind your door. And they show me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.